And we're live. Oh my gosh, what a roller coaster ride this week. Wednesday, markets are selling off on hotter than expected CPI. Yesterday, a rebound. The Nasdaq even made a new record high. Today, a different story again. So there's a lot going on, and also we have a lot of trades going on that we want to talk to you about it. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Friday, April 12th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And yes, you can hear it. I'm so much happier. I'm back in Austin.
a little chippier, Marcus.
Yeah, we left West Coast Marcus behind. Grumpy early morning, still dark out there, Marcus. And back to you, Central Time, Marcus.
Nice. All right. That you're back. But it was nice seeing you.
Well, let's look at the markets here. I mean, this is like, holy cannoli. Let's take a look at the Nasdaq. The Nasdaq yesterday made a record high. Might not seem this way here on the charts since I have a bar chart up, but in terms of the closing prices, this is where we did make a new record high yesterday after Wednesday hotter than expected CPI consumer price index, and markets were diving. And then, as you can see today, a different story. So today, the S&P is down. The Dow, look at this. Holy cannoli, I need to bring up the Dow. How did we miss this? It's below the 50-day moving average.
Look at that. Closing below on Tuesday and even finishing lower yesterday. So what's that? One, two, three, four. This is a sixth consecutive losing day for the Dow. Is that right? Wow.
It's for the Dow. And this, if you look at the Nasdaq in comparison, still higher here, meaning that this whole move in the markets is still somewhat driven by AI and the Magnificent Seven. Mainly also NVIDIA contributing to that.
Definitely. And I mean, just some interesting movement. We know that inflation was the key this week, and inflation data was CPI and PPI, and so that was the real focus. We had a lot of movement there with that surprise in the CPI report, and then PPI not being that bad. Now we turn our attention to earnings, though. We also had the preliminary consumer sentiment report, but I think the traders are really focused more on JP Morgan and earnings.
Yeah, let's actually take a look at the calendar. So here we have banks kicking off earnings. So we do have JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, Citigroup, and it's not good. So let's actually start with JP Morgan here, because this is where everybody wants to see, okay, what is the biggest bank in the US doing? And look at this, down 5.7%, even though earnings were better than expected.
Yeah, look at that. You had a higher earnings per share, also higher revenue, but those are just two items out of the three that traders look at, and the third being guidance. So guidance, not really what investors wanted to hear. JP Morgan said that net interest income, which is a big part of its lending activities, is likely to fall short of analyst expectations in 2024.
There you go. And I mean, for JP Morgan, this is a big move. 5% down, that's a big jump.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Jamie Dimon, he did also warn that inflation pressure could continue to weigh on the economy. So, you know, that just kind of adding to the CPI data concerns that we got this week.
Yeah. Then we also have Wells Fargo reporting earnings. Wells Fargo reporting earnings also better than expected. Initially, they were also dropping on lower guidance. Right now, slightly up for the day. So that's unusual. Yeah,
Wells Fargo looking pretty good, all things considered. It looks like investors kind of shaking off that that report overall and focusing on the earnings and revenue.
Yeah. And then we also have Citigroup reporting earnings, and they jumped higher right now, down after reporting better than expected earnings, and down 1% right now.
Yeah, another one. I mean, this is where I think it's just the concern with rates being higher longer affecting lending, right? So hanging in there, good quarter, but you know what comes next if the Fed doesn't cut and yields don't come down?
Yeah. Talking about yields this morning, I mean, yields moving lower, but look at this, the 10-year yield still above 4.5%, even though right now down almost 2%. But I mean, they have been skyrocketing higher. So this is where it's really interesting. Yields lower today, overall markets lower. Then we have crude oil moving higher again because of tensions in the Middle East. And because of all this, traders are saying, what the heck is happening here? The VIX, look at this, up 24% this morning.
Yeah, this is, I think that this tells it all right now, right? Because typically yields down, stocks up, stocks down, yields up, but crude oil and the concern there, just exactly what's going on and if there is going to be some retaliation there that could affect crude oil prices. We see that crude oil is higher by 2.5%, but that VIX spike just shows that traders are betting on uncertainty right now and potentially bigger price fluctuations in the market.
Yeah, because now in addition to, okay, what the heck is going on here with inflation, right? Now also earnings season kicking off. And yeah, we have some mixed results here. Again, JP Morgan down. And then we have the geopolitical tensions where Israel might go to war or have launched some strikes against Iran. So now suddenly you have a triple whammy. And I mean, traders like sure. to focus on maybe one thing at a time. And traders were kind of hoping that with this week's CPI, that kind of like, okay, everything is cool there. So no surprises to the upside or the downside. So let's all focus our attention on earnings. And no, that's not going to happen. Now we suddenly have three things to focus on. And this is where traders saying, okay, wait a minute. That is too many to focus on. This is where the uncertainty is back, which is good for selling options premium here. So it's good for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's great as a premium seller, but definitely shaking up the markets a little bit.
Shaking up the markets for sure. Let's actually hop over here for a moment to the CME Group FedWatch tool to see what's happening here, what is changing here on the probabilities. And not much has changed from yesterday, but overall, this is where we see, oh my gosh, okay, probably right now only two rate cuts this year, and the first one right now to be expected maybe in July, but most probably in September. So inflation sticky, interest rates higher for longer, and as we have just heard from corporations, this will affect their top and bottom line.
Yeah, so earnings season now definitely in the spotlight. Investors want to know just how well these companies did for the quarter, but more importantly, what their outlook is for the year. And that's going to be a big influence on pricing in addition to the Fed and inflation. So
So as we can see, pretty much everything bright red, and there's the sea of green. And that's energy. All companies doing really well with higher oil prices. So we see that the energy sector here is up. And this pretty much all sectors are down, especially the financial sector and also here, the tech sector.
Yep. And I mean, we'll see what happens. Of course, there's always been some geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, and that's just part of that region. But the concern is that there were reports that there's an imminent attack from Iran on Israel. And if there is this attack, some people think that crude oil could shoot up to $100 a barrel, right? So that's not what anybody wants.
That is not. So let's see, is this gold the safe haven right now? Oh my gosh, look at this. Gold shooting up this morning, 2.7%, still making record highs. I mean, just blasting through all sorts of levels here. I mean, initially, the 2100 level taking out, short pause at the 2200 level, slicing through 2300, slicing through 2400. I mean, this is where gold almost goes parabolic here.
Yeah, and I do think that because silver, no, I take it back. Scratch that. Silver's kind of played a backseat to all of this with gold still not near records, but definitely looking at multi-year highs.
So let's take a quick look at silver. Yeah, look at this. Oh my gosh, attacking the 30 level. And if we go to a weekly chart, I mean, this is something that hasn't happened since 2021.
Yep, and before that, it was back to the housing crisis.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a look at our positions. And I mean, today, with the markets dropping, this is where let's take a look at WTF trades first. And our existing positions, ABBV today, down 3%. ABBV, what is this? Healthcare. I'm a bit surprised that ABBV is getting dragged down. I would think that financials, of course, but... yeah, a little bit surprised there. We haven't hit our stop loss just yet, which is at 153, but we are trading $6 below our entry here. So we entered at 168, right now trading at 162.17. So come on, it looked pretty good that we had some support there. And we also, we had the dividend payment today. That is contributing to this as well, ex-dividend.
That's part of it.
Part of it. So that's $1.55 stocks drop by the dividend amount, typically on ex-dividend date, but yeah. All right, not good. Autodesk also today down 1.6%. That's kind of with the overall market. So here we entered at 247.59, trading at 237, down 10 bucks. CCEP actually, holding in there, down only nothing, pretty much, I mean, unchanged. So that's a good one.
Yeah, hanging in there. That definitely works.
Yeah. Monster Beverages. Monster Beverages also a little bit lower this morning. Fighting back here. So this is where we entered at 57.74 right now at 54. So down almost $3 on this one. Ross Stores, let's see, slightly down 1.8% here. Bought it at 140, right now trading at 137. And then AT&T was a minute ago up, right now pretty much unchanged. But as you can see, all of these positions right now in the red, not hitting our stop loss, but also, trading below our entry price.
Yeah, a rough little stretch here for WTF strategy after outperforming this year. And because we were outperforming this year, we did expect that the numbers could calm down a little bit. No exits though right now, and just following our plan.
Yeah. Now we do have 5 new entries, and at first I thought, okay, let's maybe enter a few, but then I realized I'm pretty full. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 positions, and I like to have 5 to 6 positions here. So this is where I must say, I'm full, didn't enter any new trades today, even though we did have 5 signals. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm the same right now, full. So I think they're all good signals, but I didn't get into any new ones.
Yeah. All right, hopping over to the wheel. And first up, Apple with our options expiring today. So we did get assigned at 170. So we own shares at 170. Then we were selling calls against our shares at 170. And right now, Apple skyrocketing against the grain, even up today at 175. So seems that we are getting called away. Mark, are you trying to roll out the calls to stay in it for another week?
You know, I was looking yesterday when Apple just started to take off out of the blue, and there's just not a premium, enough premium for me to roll based on my plan. I would have been happy to extend the trade for another week, but with that big jump, there just isn't enough to get excited about.
Yeah. So we'll get called away, and that's okay. So we'll restart the wheel in an Apple. I'm still interested selling puts at 170, and we'll see. Right now, with the higher volatility, we might have some really good opportunities here on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
CSIQ getting hit by higher interest rates right now, down another 2.8%. So nothing for us to do there. We need these interest rates and the inflation to come down. Then CSIQ will take off again right now. Still holding on to this position. NEE today, actually, hanging in there, down only 0.3%, even though the overall market is down more than 1%. So that's kind of a good sign. So liking this here.
Yeah.
Zooming in a little bit, where we have this nice, beautiful trend line. Okay. And then we have UPS. UPS down today a little bit more than the overall market, 1.8%. I almost feel this could be tied into the geopolitical concerns and possible war, because, I mean, this will impact UPS's global operation here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just deliveries, but also a spike in crude oil is going to add to their costs too. You know, they hedge, oil, but still, it's gets more expensive.
Yeah. So anyhow, my break even at 136, so still well above my break even cost base is 157.50. It looked last week as if we would go there to be able to sell calls. Right now, a little bit further away. So I don't even know what trend lines we want to draw there. You want to draw something like this? Maybe we put some fans on there. You know, Mark, what I really think that UPS needs, because it worked for NEE, I think UPS needs some of your laser show.
Trying hard to get
further back. Head up.
Come on now.
There we go.
UPS. Rock on.
Should help Rock UPS. On. So UPS, go up there and watch MLS, Mark's Laser Show. All right, so yeah, this will be a super interesting weekend. So it seems that looking at the weekly charts here of the Dow. So let's take a look at this. The Dow definitely in for another losing week here. So the S&P looked pretty good earlier, but right now also losing week, heading towards a losing week, down 1.1%. The Nasdaq still hanging in there. I mean, right now unchanged. So the Nasdaq could end the week positive or negative. But yeah, overall, it is looking rough for stocks. This was definitely a tough week. And next week, it's not getting any better because we get more earnings.
Well, it might get better. It might get better.
Okay, let's
we have more earnings today.
But let's take a look ahead of what's happening next week. So on Monday, we have Goldman Sachs and Schwab reporting. So that should be pretty interesting. Then we have United Health. We have Bank of America, United Johnson & Johnson. We have on Wednesday, Las Vegas Sands, U.S. Bancorp, Abbott Laboratory, CSX. And then we have home builders coming up already on Thursday with D.R. Horton. And then finally, a little bit more financials here. American Express on Friday. Fifth Third Bank, which is, I think, the first regional bank, major regional bank, reporting. And so, yeah, next week, 42 companies are reporting earnings. Well, more are reporting earnings, but if you look at the most important ones, this is where we'll see 42. So definitely kicking it up a notch a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. On the economic calendar for next week. Sorry?
I said could be an interesting one.
Yeah. So on the economic calendar next week, nothing there. So in the spotlight, definitely earnings. And possibly geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Let's see what happens there over the weekend. So this is what's happening in the markets right now. Now, before we take a final look here, any dad jokes?
Marcus, I'm sure that you have one. You've been waiting for this moment.
Actually, I don't. Because I got in late. I got in late yesterday, so I was preparing this morning. Usually I do it the night before. And the one thing that I forgot is to look up a dad joke. So don't have this. So looking at the markets right now, the S&P 500 is coming off the lows. The Dow is coming off the lows, and so is the NASDAQ. So maybe we can pull a little bit higher. It seems that the fall for now seems to be stopped. Will we turn positive for the day? That is very unlikely because we are down almost 1%. I mean, this would be a huge, huge, huge reversal. But I mean, we have seen it yesterday. I mean, yesterday we saw that initially markets were moving, opening higher, moving lower, and then a massive rally. Do you expect something similar today?
You know, I could see us come. It looks like we're pausing here. I could see us coming off these lows a little bit. But Marcus, before we get too carried away here, what do you call a happy cowboy?
I don't know.
A Jolly Rancher. Sorry, I had to do it.
Okay, on that happy note, if you like or don't like the dad jokes, we don't care. Just give us a like. If you, whatever part of the, there must have been something in this show that you like.
At least something.
For that part in the show, give us a like. Then for that part that you like, hit the share button. Share it with your friends. Share it with wherever you want to share it. And then if you're new to this channel, well, hit subscribe and see what happens next week. So there will be something that will be amazing and awesome. Anyhow, with that said, have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.